This is what we do in every church service. We say we preach Christ crucified. Well, one way to assure that you preach Christ crucified is actually to celebrate the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Because no matter what the gospel text is, the final and greatest gospel will be then the words of institution in the Lord's Supper. St. Paul says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Every Sunday that we celebrate the Lord's Supper and we receive his body and his blood, we are calling to remembrance our Lord's death and resurrection for us. So it's not simply a sacrament devoid of words, by no means. It's a call to remembrance. It's a preaching of this gospel and then the giving of the bread of Christ's presence. That is to say, the Lord's Supper is not incidental or an add-on to the life of the church. If we have the Eucharist, if we have the Lord's Supper, if we have the bread that is his body, we can rest assured that he is with us, because the church is always present where Jesus is present. Where Jesus is, there is the church. And here, that presence is defined by the bread of the Eucharist, which should make us want to celebrate the supper all the more, especially how difficult life can be, and what a joy it is knowing that our Lord is with us.